الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Markaz Sahaba Online, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, brothers, sisters, we know that we are in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. When we look at the Quran Sharif and study it intensely, we will find in Surah Baqarah chapter number 2, verses number 183, 184, 185, 187. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about Ramadan. You will observe I missed one number. Surah 2 verse 186. So what is Surah 2 verse 186 informing us? If we knew Arabic, it sounds so beautiful. The beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam came and questioned and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Arabbuna qareebun, is our Allah very, very near? Then fanunaji, we will just whisper. Amba'idun fanunadi, or is Allah Ta'ala very far? We will shout and scream. This was the question they posed to the Master Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Jalla wa'ala revealed the following verse, Surah 2, verse 186. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask you, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about me, you inform them that I am very, very near. Yet another place in the Quran Sharif, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We nearer to you, O masterpiece, O human being, than your own jugular vein. What does Almighty Allah inform us in this verse? أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانْ. When you ask me, I will respond to you. I will give jawab to you. So my brothers, the Quran Sharif is teaching us, what is Ramadan Mubarak? Ramadan Mubarak is شَهْرُ الدَّعْوَاتِ, is the time of du'as, special, special du'as. Each one of us woke up for suhoor and sehri. We are alone in our room. Allah Jalla wa'ala is giving us the opportunity. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, up past 4, 5 o'clock. Speak to me, O banda. Why you want to speak to other people? First speak to me, then you speak to anybody else. Dunya is Darul Asbab. Dunya is the place where you beg Allah first, and then we go and ask people and so forth. So my message to you today, my brothers, is a few Quranic du'as which each one of us should learn, because these du'as were uttered by those personalities whom were selected by Allah, not elected by people. The du'as of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Let's see today the ummah, the micro and the macro. Each one is worried. We had so much anxiety, so much stress. Every day this person getting heart attack, that person passing away. So remember Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam's du'a. Surah 21 verse 87. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Whenever we're feeling down and out, we have so many worries, whatever it might be, read this. Truly there is no one worthy of worship but Allah. Everlasting glory, perfection for Allah. Ya Allah, I am the wrongdoer. What did Allah say? وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. Allah Ta'ala rescued Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah will rescue the believers also. Allah is giving us so much motivation, inspiration. You begged me and I promise you that I will remove your anxiety, your worry and your sorrow. So many people are ill and sick. If I show you my phone, make dua for this one, make dua, announce on the radio. My brothers, what must the person who's ill and sick recite? We have so many problems and illness and sickness. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam is ill and sick for a long period. What does he do? He cries to Allah. Allah says he cries. And what did he read? Surah 21, the same surah. Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, the messengers. And he read, Anni masaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Oh beloved Allah, that you are the most merciful one to show mercy. A calamity has struck me. I am so ill, ya Allah. I beg you, I plead with you. How many of us, when we ill, we even read this dua? We spend so much on the medication. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor or hospital. Do all that. But with this, the greatest medication is in the Quran Sharif itself. Learn this dua of Anbiya alayhi salam. Allah has commanded us, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اُقْتَدِي. That they are the guided personalities. You, the Ummah, must follow in their footsteps. So make note of the Surah 21, verse number 83. Today, how many a parent is crying? Just today I received a message. She says, my brother kicked out my mother from her own home because he is filled with drugs and he got in debt high. So we living out of the house because my brother has become a maniac issue. So what do you do? Father, mother are reading tahajjud, they are fasting, they're doing everything. But the children have gone off track. So what do you do, my brothers? But why don't we look at the example of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Surah 14, verse 40. Surah 14, verse 40. Rabbi ij'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Oh beloved Allah, make me the one who will establish salat and make my progeny and my family also those that they will establish salat, they will be on the right path and so forth. Simple dua like this, my brothers, but we don't have time. When we don't have time to ask Allah, then Allah don't bother about us. That's also in the Quran. I'll mention it just now. So my brothers, my message to you is, this month of Ramadan, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for everything. Dua mein kanjusi nahi. We cannot give everybody everything, but we can make dua for everybody. How come we are so miserly in dua? Just when I walked in, they told me Haji Manga passed away and some brothers are gone to Hilal. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. So when we hear our brothers have passed away, our sisters have passed away, which dua should we make, my brothers? The Quran teaches us. Surah 14, verse number 41, and that is the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. Forgive all the believers, ya Allah. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. The day the accountability is established. The day the reckoning takes place. Brothers, every day, sehri time, take out 5 minutes. 1-2 minutes, istighfar. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. At sehri time, the pious people are those, they are crying, begging, beseeching Allah for forgiveness. Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, He was offered the kingdom of a certain country. He told the ruler, you keep your kingdom. My munajat, when I speak to Allah in my tahajjud time, is more valuable to me than your whole kingdom. We are awake. There's no sacrifice involved. Raise our hands. I am millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, whatever I am, you am. But in front of Allah, we all are beggars. Hum sab bikhari hai. How must we make dua, brothers? Sit in the posture, position of tashahhud. Show Allah our ajizi, our humility, our humbleness. Allah is commanding us. Udu'u rabbakum tadarru'a wa khufya. Ask Allah with humility. Ask Allah softly. We don't have to scream. Speak to Allah in any language. Praise Allah first. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Read durood salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then beg Allah and see if your du'as don't get accepted. Every person here, every Muslim wants to go for Umrah and Hajj. Just to see the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. To go and visit Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Madina Munawwara. What must we read, my brothers? Last year or 2 years ago, I went on a European tour. This brother used to email me. So I flew from here to Venice, Italy, and he picked me up there. When he met me, he hugged me. And he whispered in my ear, Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna. One day on the radio I said, Oh Muslim, you want to go for Hajj and Umrah? Read Surah 2 verse 128. He heard it. He say he went to the Quran Sharif. He memorized it. And subhanallah, he started reading it in 2007 or 2008. The following year, he did not have the material wealth. The agent phoned him, Abdullah, you want to go for Hajj? He said, of course I want to go for Hajj. But, he said, leave the but. He said, I'm taking you. So when he met me, he whispering in my ear, Sheikh, you taught me one dua, and I became a haji. I went from Hajj Baitillah. When we cry to Allah, we beg Allah. This mawsam, this season is to beg Allah. One third of Ramadan is finishing. Did one tear come out of ours, my brothers? How come our hearts have become so harsh? We cannot even beg Allah. We can't cry to Allah. Do you know Ramadan is a month of Quran? See what happened in our continent. Allah speaks of it. You heard of Najashi. Hazrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in Ethiopia, in Habasha. The ruler is Najashi. And the Quraysh came and they said that these are our slaves. They need to come back to Makkah. Najashi was very fair and just. He said, no, I want to hear what they have to say. He asked Jafar radiallahu anhu that you the leader, why don't you read some verses? He read Surah Maryam. When he read, look at what Quran says. Allah describing the scenario. Beginning of the seventh juz, the seventh supara. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. When they heard, they were non-Muslims, what was revealed to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. Their eyes were filled with tears. They just heard Quran and they were crying. Me and you hear Quran, nothing happens. We make dua, our mind is somewhere else. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهُ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوْكِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. When you make dua, then you yourself must have the firm conviction, my Allah will accept my dua. We have to make dua with zeal, enthusiasm, cry to Allah. How many of us, we have problems with children. Look at the Nabi crying to Allah. Whilst making dua, in this very surah, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam is old. He doesn't have children. Now he starts the dua. Anni wa ana al-adhmu. Ya Allah, my bones have gone brittle and weak. Washta'al al-ra'su shayba. My hair is gone whitish and grey, ya Allah. Allah, give me a son. Grant me a son, ya Allah. Not therefore. Worldly reasons. The mission and the message of deen must carry on. Surah 21 verse 89. He cried to Allah. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Ya Allah, do not leave me alone, that I don't have offspring. Then you are the best one to grant heirs to continue with this mission and message of da'wah and tabligh to the masses in the public. Allah Jalla Wala in his old age blessed him with Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. So my brothers, we are undermining the importance of dua. Ad-du'a wa silahul mu'min. Dua is the weapon of the believer. If we cry to Allah, everybody turns against us. My Allah, our Allah will never leave us. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, he went to his people. They just looked at him and they would put their fingers in their ears, Quran says. They would take their clothing and cover their faces and say, we don't want to even see you. We're fed up with you. An-Nabi of Allah. What he did. Surah 54, Surah Qamar, Surah 54, verse 10. The dua of a Nabi. When the odds are against you, Allah will not leave you. Allah is putting us through a test. What did he cry? فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ. He cried to Allah. أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ. Ya Allah, everybody has turned against me. I'm overpowered. فَانْتَصِيرٌ. Ya Allah, you help me, you defend me. See what Allah did. Allah opened the clouds. Allah opened the springs and the fountains. Simultaneously everything happened. And then the floods came. So brothers, how can we be such? We lose hope in Allah. Allah is telling us, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Cry to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. How come Ramadan comes and our hearts have become so hard? Not one day a tear can come. The problem is what, my brothers? Our hearts are saturated with the love of this world. That our hearts are saturated with the dollars and the money. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. This human being is madly in love with this wealth of his. And when he becomes so madly in love, he feels, my money can buy everything. It won't buy everything. My health goes away. Then what will I say? I will say, if only I had the health. Tomorrow when death approaches us, what will we say? لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Ya Allah, give me a slight extension. Bella, I'm begging you. فَأَصْوَدَّكَ. I want to give some charity. Now is the time. So my brothers, my message is a simple message. I beg you. Did we cry for Palestine? One child. Did we cry for Bilad al-Sham, for Syria? We'll cry when our soccer team loses. We will cry when we see a movie on Hollywood and Bollywood, Allah forbid. We cry for haram things. But the real issues, we don't cry. How is that now? You tell me. Husband wife today have a fight. Husband tells the wife, if you don't do my way, you catch the highway. Today's wives, I know they contact me. They'll tell me, that husband told me like this. I asked Ben, what you told him? He say, it's a democratic country, I got my rights. I told him, which highway? The toll road or the alternate route? If the husband tells the wife like that, if Allah tells me and you, then what happens? Surah 25 verse 77. Surah 25 verse 77, the last verse of Surah Furqan, the criterion, Allah is addressing me and you. Qul, say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma ya'abahu bikum rabbi lawla du'aukum. Tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mujhe koi parwaah nahi tumhara agar tumne dua nahi ki. I got nothing to do with you, O insan, O Muslim, if you're not going to make dua to me. Allah tells us, get out, I expel you. Who will give us anything, my brothers? From tomorrow, from today, never mind tomorrow, between Asr and Maghrib is a special time, isai mustajaba, is iftar time, make dua. Every day is suhoor time. Go into sajda in your house. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Your time still is sehri time here in Durban.
Who in the sajda aqrabu ma yakunu al-abdu min rabbi wa wasajidun fa akthiru fihi du'a. Is authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. The nearest the servant comes to Allah is when he is in sajda and begging Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Allah say, خُوب مَنْغُو. Ask Allah abundantly. Ya Allah, my son is not married. My daughter is not married. My business is upside down. The debts are now piling up. Ya Allah, my health is failing. Who can give us all this, my brothers? My brothers, the greatest gift Allah gave us is the wealth of Iman. Did we beg Allah? Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's incident. He was so handsome. His brothers were jealous. Their father was paying, according to them, more attention to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. They took Yusuf alayhi salam, dumped him in the well, and then the musafirs came, the caravan came. They sold him as a slave. Then he went to prison. So many vicissitudes in life. Allah made him minister of finance. Allah made him ruler of Egypt. In the ending, he cries to Allah, Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Ya Allah, you the creator of the heavens and the earth. Anta waliyi fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ya Allah, you are my helper, protecting this world in the year after. Now the dua, a Nabi of Allah. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Ya Allah, let me die as a Muslim. And unite me with the devout servants and pious servants of yours. Our country is bleeding. Every day some murder, some rape, some kidnapping. Read, my brothers, the dua of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's father. Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ. Nobody can save and protect us. You must have your security. You must have your alarm. But the real protector is Almighty Allah. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ. In the ending, my brothers, I beg you, make special dua for the Haramain Sharifain. Make special dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. Make dua for our Mujahideen. Make dua for the Ummah and Muslimah. And make dua, Ya Allah, all this we are doing. Allah, accept it in your court. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Rabbana taqabbal minna, siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa jamia malina saliha. Ya Allah, accept all our righteous deeds. Wa akhiru da'wana, an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.